Blog Talk Radio.
Solutions. Just call Jennifer for your answers to your organizing and lifestyle design questions. My name is Jennifer Ryan. This is Create New Order, and we're live on YouTube, live streaming, and we are on blogtalkradio.com/Create New Order. So you can find us in two places, and soon you'll be finding us on Periscope as well. There'll be lots of information coming out to you, and you can get us live streaming, or you'll be able to get the podcast after the show runs. Most of you do listen on podcasts, and I get email letters and email information seekers out there, so keep sending them. We're going to go through lots of emails coming up closer to the holidays. We're going to have some recorded shows because I have some much-needed time off coming up, plus a revamping for next year for some new options for you to get organized and design your life. So let's do our housekeeping. CreateNewOrder.com is my website, and my email is solutions@CreateNewOrder.com. Thank you, bensound.com, for the lead-in music and our break music. I'm running out of space here. I started reorganizing today, and I moved the furniture. If you notice behind me, something looks a little bit different. It used to be a lamp up there and open space into the other room. So I've been moving some furniture around to check out my options as my life changes. Everybody's life changes. And we can make ourselves more comfortable by reorganizing our surroundings as our life changes. So I need a little bit more space in my designated area for the home office. So what I decided today was I would move the furniture and I would give it a different look. And it's really not working with the furniture I have. So I have to make a decision as to which furniture I'm going to keep and which furniture I'm going to replace. We're going to talk more about that with Girl in Town in just a few minutes. Hopefully we have a guest joining us. His name is Daniel, but that's all I'm going to say. If he does join us today, I actually met him yesterday, and I'll talk about him anyway, whether he joins us or not. And hopefully he will call in, and we can have a little bit of a conversation because Girl in Town met him, and he sort of does some of the same stuff that I do for fun. So I thought it was really interesting to run into them and start a conversation over a couple of foo dogs. Yes, foo dogs, big, giant sculpture foo dogs. Anyway, what's in my cup is tonight we're having some tea. I'm having Earl Grey, which I think is my favorite tea. I had a choice of a spicier tea, but I wanted my Earl Grey. And why did I choose to drink tea? Well, as you know, many of you know from listening to the show, I had gone on a cleanse starting in September. And I went on the cleanse, and I dropped some weight, and I've been feeling great and getting healthier. And one of the things that you have to cut out on the cleanse is caffeine, coffee, soda, sugar, any artificial anything, any processed anything. The whole idea was to get all the junk out of your system so that you feel better. Well, what's happened is that as a huge coffee junkie, if you go back a year and listen to my show, I was probably drinking coffee. And I could drink coffee all day, all night, and it would never have an effect on me. But as it turns out, after the cleanse, not only do I feel the caffeine strongly, but I am not interested dare I say, I am not really interested in having coffee. So today I had some tea. I haven't really been drinking tea either, but today was one of those beautiful, crisp, blustery autumn days. And I was out and about and doing some things that I'll talk about. And all I really wanted was a cup of tea. And boy, is it delicious. In fact, I had one yesterday as well. We'll talk about that too, where I ended up eating. I ended up in a town named Pahokus, and I'll get to that in just a few minutes. So once again, this is Jennifer Ryan, and we are live here to take your questions, answer your questions about your lifestyle, about getting organized, about your environment, or just to have a conversation. This week, there's been lots of conversations going on in the media, in the news, and a lot of it relating to women. So if you want to call in and join the conversation, we'll have a little chat. 657-383-0732, and I am here live to take your calls and add you to the conversation. Let me see. Let me call up my notes. Once again, blogtalkradio.com/createneworder. solutions@createneworder.com is my email. The number to call in tonight, right now, at 657-383-0732 at 8:06 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Daylight savings is over. Thank you, Ben Sound. And my blog is createneworder.wordpress.com. And my name is Jennifer Ryan. So today is November 19th, 2017. And my next public appearance will be in January on Long Island at Connecticut Public Library. Next year, we're going to have lots of places to meet and some events coming up. So we'll be making those announcements after the first of the year. So get yourself your cup of coffee, get yourself your glass of water, which of course I do have my water right here with me as well, my alkaline water. And today I'm drinking alkaline water with electrolytes from Trader Joe's. And that's really the only place you can seem to get this alkaline water, although I did notice that Whole Foods now has alkaline water in their 365 product line with electrolytes, and they're about 10 to 20 cents more expensive than Trader Joe's, just so you know. So I was in both places today because I needed the water. I haven't been to Long Island to refill my jugs from Balance and Wellness. I will be doing that in the next couple of weeks. Today in New York City, it was 46 degrees, clear, blustery. The sun was out now and again. It was just the perfect fall day to enjoy. I really, just listening to the leaves when I woke up this morning, the crackle of the leaves blowing. I love that sound. It's just so, it reminds me of being a child. And it reminds me of just can't wait to get outside and to feel that wind and maybe even pile up the leaves if it's not windy and jump in them. And a cup of tea just enhanced it even more. Bethany, Delaware is exactly the same temperature as it is here on the East Coast, which is really interesting because they're south and there the beaches should be warmer. Lake Mary, Florida is 73 degrees and cloudy today. I'm hoping to get there in January to visit a friend of mine. Hey, Patty, how are you? And I can't wait to see them. I haven't seen them in a while. I think since Patty's daughter, Jennifer, got married. So it's time for a visit, and I think I'll go in January because I'll be able to get to the beach and maybe get some sun, enjoy myself. I love the sun. Absolutely love to get onto the beach. Anyway, Reykjavik, Iceland, where I have quite a few listeners, it's 30 degrees and clear. It could be worse here, folks. 46 is a far, far distance away. I'm going to talk about a major issue in the news only because I've been quite disturbed by what's going on. And I've been quite disturbed by how I'm just disturbed. Sexual harassment. I'm going to bring it up. Yes, I am. And whether or not I make a commentary, I'm sure I'm making a commentary just by bringing it up. I was at the gym on Friday morning, and I'll get to Friday morning and the obstacles that stood in my way and how I survived it. But this was so disturbing. CNN was on the television. It was the news choice. And usually I listen to music because I don't want to listen to the news, but I was on the climber and I plugged it in figure, okay, let's hear what the interview is. Representative Debbie Dingell says that her Me Too moment was a senator and a historical figure were among her two Me Too experiences, and yet she will not openly name names. And why is this? She says because all women at one time or another experience sexual harassment, and if they speak up, they get retaliated against, that there are consequences, that there is bullying, that there are problems, and it's not a perfect world. And what did Allison say on CNN? She said something like, well, isn't this the watershed moment? Isn't this the time to start talking openly? Isn't this the time to start naming names and to start talking about what the circumstances were? And she said, this representative said that this is the time to bring it into awareness, but the consequences are still going to exist and the consequences of retaliation are still going to happen. So we need to create ways to stop that from happening. And I was so disturbed by this conversation. I was so disturbed by this interview because this is the watershed moment. This is the moment in time where we need to openly discuss all of this and we need to tell men to stop it, to cut the crap and stop behaving in a negative way. Can't we just, and I know many of you have heard me talk about this on this show before, and I'll talk about it again. Can't we just regard each other as people? And can we not victimize women after they come forward and say that they were treated this way? Can't we not look at them and say, oh, well, look at what you wore that day, or look at what you may have said, or, hey, you're an attractive female. What do you expect? No. What do you expect is you expect somebody to not go there. What is the point of going there? You are in a professional environment. You are in a work environment. You know, if I hear one more time somebody says, oh, well, they're old school, get over it. That's why I'm bringing it up. Because that's the response, and that's what typically does happen. This is what I'm hearing people say to me in this conversation about this issue. We're not hearing a lot of female stars in Hollywood at all speaking out, maybe one or two, but we're not hearing a whole lot of them because they, like me, like many of us, just ignore it because there's nowhere to go with it. Women who speak up are retaliated against. They lose opportunities at work. They're not given offers at work. They're not promoted. They're transferred because they are now a troublemaker. I was listening to an interview on Tastemakers with Pauline Brown on Sirius Radio. She's on Saturday afternoons, and I was listening to her show, and her show can be pretty interesting because she talks about the things that I talk about in a different way, and she applies things differently, but about being supportive to each other and about lifestyle enhancement and how to live a better life. Anyhow, on Tastemakers yesterday with Pauline Brown, her show, she had a guest on who worked for the MTA, and this woman's lawyer was with her, an employment lawyer. And this woman spoke up when she was harassed by a man who told her to perform a sexual act on him, and if she didn't, he would make her life hell. Well, not only didn't she do it, and then he physically grabbed her and licked her face, and then she reported it, and she's been retaliated against. This man still works there. She gets the worst routes. She's been moved around, and she works for the MTA in New York City. I'm sorry, folks. She spoke up, and she's not supported because it's a male-dominated workplace. That's her charge. Is that why? I can't figure it out. Why does this continue to happen? I will, my whole life, treat everybody like a person, whether you're a man, a woman, you're black, white, or purple. I don't really care. You're a person, and you deserve the basic respect of being a person. If you don't earn respect in your own right, if you don't behave properly in your own right, then you deserve what you get. But isn't it a better way of thinking to just be professional and respectful toward each other, regardless of whether or not somebody is male or female. Cut the crap. Let's start treating each other well. Back to happier thoughts. This, I'm sure this conversation is going to continue. Happier thoughts. Teenage heartthrobs. Do you remember teenage heartthrobs? I got a sad thought on this one. Anyway, I heard today that David Cassidy is in critical condition in a Florida hospital, Fort Lauderdale, I believe. And it's so ironic to me because I've been making a big stink over David Grohl, my latest heartthrob, this week. And I've been talking on social media about it. Lead singer, songwriter and unbelievable drummer, started as the drummer for Nirvana. And he's just, you know what, he really impresses me as a person. He seems incredibly grounded. He seems incredibly generous. You hear him speak anywhere, you hear him speak at any performance, and he's just a nice guy. That's how he comes off. Anyway, his incredible talent, it's amazing. He can't read music. He writes everything by ear. He plays everything by ear. He is self-taught, and he's amazing. If you look him up and you YouTube him, and let's see, the Beatles tribute, David Grohl, G-R-O-H-L, and check out My Guitar Gently Weeps and watch him play the drums. Just watch him. He's incredible. There's quite a few videos out there, but I've been really impressed with him. And the reason I really got crazy is his new video from his new album came out. And I was at the gym and I was plugged into the music. After I turned off the interview with CNN, I went back to the music channel where I'm happier. And his new song came out, and it just had me completely. And I wasn't even concentrating on how hard I was working. I was just completely captivated by the music. He's really incredible. He's impressive. But the point of this is David Cassidy was my early heartthrob. Now, David Grohl, it's just ironic that David Cassidy is in just poor health. And I feel sorry about that. And it's sad to hear. But good wishes out to him and universe. I hope the universe takes care of him, just like we've all been entertained by him over the years. Today is National Carbonated Beverage with Caffeine Day. Not going to have any because I gave that up with my cleanse, and I'm not interested in drinking it anymore either. I was a Diet Coke freak, a Diet Pepsi freak, and I think I've had two diet sodas since mid-September, and I'm okay with that. It's pretty funny, right? Believe it, you know, it's just take care of yourself. Take really good care of yourself. Enjoy what you do enjoy. Indulge now and again, but take really good care of yourself. So it's important. You'll feel so much better in your day-to-day life if you're eating well and you're exercising and you're sleeping well. Sleeping well is a big deal. If you look on your, if you're on Blog Talk Radio and there's some pictures scrolling, you'll see a picture of a bed with a tray with a cup of tea on it and a couple of magazines. Let's talk about the magazine. I had it before and I didn't know where to put it down. Magnolia Magazine. And this is Inspiration for Life and Home, A Season of Wonder. This is Joanna, Chip and Joanna from HGTV, where most of us know her, Joanna Gaines, and she's the editor-in-chief of this magazine, and the editor-at-large is Chip Gaines. And I will tell you that I just saw the cover. I didn't even notice it was her when I saw it on the newsstand, and I just had to have it. It was just so very appealing to look at this cover, and then I realized it was Joanna Gaines right there on the cover. I said, wow, she's on the cover of Magnolia Journal. Inspiration for Life and Home. And I was just, and I flipped immediately to the masthead to see if she was the editor. And of course she is. A Season of Wonder. The topics here are brunch menu worthy of the holidays, making room for miracles, and a first look at Chip and Joanna's Hillcrest Estate. It's issue number 5. I have not seen this before. I'm glad I saw it because I really do enjoy them. I think she's incredibly, incredibly talented, and as is Chip, But they're so funny. They're so funny together, and they're enjoyable to watch. I watch them when I'm down in Delaware visiting my mom, because my mom watches them all the time, and I enjoy them when I'm there. So that's why. Magnolia Journal Inspiration. I mean, just the beauty of the cover is enough to inspire anybody. Anyway, Girl in Town. Right now, 8:20 p.m., and I'm really, really, really hoping that call is going to come in from somebody I met yesterday while Girl was adventuring. Now, I went to two towns yesterday in New Jersey, and I'm not going to mention the first town because it's a secret until after the holidays are over, so I'll mention it after the holidays are over, and it's a pretty cool little place. But I'll talk about the second pretty cool little place. I went to Hohokus, New Jersey. And the reason I went to Hohokus, and I forgot to look it up or didn't have time or both, about how that town got its name, and if anybody out there knows it, give a call right now at 657-383-0732 and tell me all about Hohokus, New Jersey. And I went there specifically to go to a place called Granny's Attic. And I went there because how I work and how I go out and I do my adventures and whatnot is if I have a destination, if there's a task that I have to complete or if there's an errand I have to run or somebody I have to find for some service or whatever, I'll find that. And if I make arrangements, I'm going there. I will look in the surrounding areas for things that I like to do. And right now, I'm really not going out to eat, but I did eat in Hohokus. I'm really not going out to eat much, and I'm really trying to eat and stick to my plan of clean eating. But I went to Hohokus, to Granny's Attic, specifically because I have some antique pieces I want to sell. And they buy. Says it right on the website that they buy. And if you're looking on Blog Talk Radio and you're seeing the picture scroll and you see the picture of my bed with the tea on a tray, which I'm going to talk about that again in just a minute, but you'll see the scrolling of the pictures, and one of them is a screenshot of the website for Granny's Attic. Well, I will tell you, there is no granny there. There's a gramps there, but there's no granny there. And this place is huge. Talk about a treasure trove of yesteryear. It is incredible. It is a huge warehouse, three floors of stuff, all kinds of stuff, everything from lamps and chandeliers to rugs to toys to big giant furniture and chairs. There's dolls and dishes and boxes and pedestals, bowls, mirrors galore. There are glass tabletops. There are etagères. There are armoires. There are sofas and settees and fainting couches. You name it, this place has it. And it is chock full. There is so much stuff in there. There are some of the aisles are just absolutely blocked. You can't get anywhere because there's so many, so many things. They used to do auctions. He said he hasn't done any auctions in the recent past, and he has so much stuff he's not buying. So what he did, and I showed him the pictures and the dimensions of the pieces that I have, and he told me he would trade. So if there was anything there that I wanted, he would trade my pieces for those pieces. And I thought, wow, this is so cool. So what I'm going to do, and right now I'm using the pieces that I have, and I've talked about on the show before that I'm making plans and moving. Mid-next year, somewhere around June, I'll be moving to a different apartment, and I'm going to get all new furniture except for some few key pieces. So I'm starting now to see if I can sell the pieces I have, donate the pieces I have, but how great would it be to be able to go and trade them for pieces that work better in my new environment, because I'm changing everything to country French. That's the direction I'm going in. So if there are pieces there that I could get in trade and then remake them, how great would that be? This guy's got everything. Granny's Attic in Hohokus, New Jersey. It is worth the ride. If anybody loves to spend a day, and I guarantee you, you're going to spend a day, I could spend 2, 3, 4 days there. There is so much stuff. And as an organizer, all I wanted to do was get to work. All I wanted to do was reset things. All I wanted to do was make room so that people really could see what's underneath it all. Gorgeous, gorgeous dining room, tables and chairs, sets, you name it, everything. Everything you could possibly imagine is in that place. And beautiful examples. In fact, there are paintings there that the person I met, that I'm hoping is going to call in, he was looking at a lot of the paintings hanging up on the wall, and those paintings, he said, were museum quality. So quite a bit. On and on and on and on and on. There was a half moon desk that I would have bought in a snap if I had the space to put it. But again, I'm not quite ready. It's in the exploring stages because I don't know the size of the space I'm going to go to, but I want to see what's out there and what's available to me. So Girl in Town visited Granny's Attic in Hohokus, New Jersey, and it is worth the trip. Anybody who wants anything like that, even just to go and look at the amazing pieces that are there. There was a trifold mirror. It's a room screen beveled mirror. Had to be 6 feet tall and probably 5 feet wide, open. And it was stuck between two pieces of furniture. It was just standing up there. And let me tell you something, that I would have loved to have picked up. Wouldn't have fit in the Prius. I'm not ready to buy. Didn't have a truck. So again, Granny's Attic, Hohokus, New Jersey. So what did I do when I took a break and it became all too overwhelming to be in there because they really need a professional organizer in there? I took a walk in a little town, and there were quite a few little shops to go into, and I really wanted to go into the children's shop because I have another grandchild on the way, but I didn't do it. Can't buy. Superstition. Although I did buy something. I'll share that when we get closer to the April 10th due date. But I went to, because I was hungry, I went to Alt Eats Cafe. And Alt Eats Cafe is an adorable little place that there's the menu, and that's what it looks like. And it's alteatscafe.com. And I went in, and I really wanted just a light bite to eat because I haven't been as clean as I need to be on my eating. But I went into the cafe, and this is the menu. This was yesterday's menu. And what they do is they offer seasonal menus, and there's, let's say, 12 things on this menu. That's it. They had some pies. They had some donuts. They had a couple of small pastries, coffee and tea. And they have some specialty coffee. So go to their website and check them out because they're also in Hohokus, New Jersey. And I looked at the menu and it was sort of crisp day and I was getting a tea. So I wanted something that wasn't too heavy, but it was also, you know, comfort food. And here's the comfort food. You could just get toast. If you want tea and toast, you could have just had a piece of toast with Earth Balance butter. You can get a muffin. They make a frittata of the day, peanut butter and jelly toast, raspberry chia bowl, vanilla maple chia bowl, Belize yogurt, a PBJ yogurt, Avo, fresh avocados, lemon, microgreens sprinkled with Alt salt, which is totally on the clean program. But what I saw, and I had to have it, and I don't eat tuna fish, a tuna Waldorf. It's a house-made tuna salad on a raisin walnut bread. I had to have it. Anything named Waldorf, I'm going for it. I love Waldorf salad. I've been to the Waldorf, which is under construction now. I don't think it'll ever be the same. I went there just to have a drink when I first moved to New York City because that's what you do when you move to New York City. You go and you adventure and you try things out. So, and Waldorf is just absolutely gorgeous. Anyway, so I had the tuna Waldorf salad, which came with a little bit of arugula on the side and some chips. I didn't touch the chips. And I was going to eat half the sandwich and I ate the whole sandwich. It was delicious. It was just perfect. Perfect for a crisp autumn day. A cup of tea and the tuna Waldorf salad. So make a day of it. Get in the car, go and visit Granny's Attic, and then stop into Alt Eats Cafe, which is sort of right across from it, and have yourself some seasonal thing that they're offering, because I will tell you, it was really a pleasure. I look forward to going back. Really, it's a tuna fish sandwich. It really was delicious. So give them a try in Hohokus, New Jersey, and make a day of it, because what happy hunting. So let's talk about adventuring. Let's talk about lifestyle and building your lifestyle, the dream life that you want. Do you have it? Do you know what it is that you want? Do you know what your end game is? Do you know how to sit down and think it through and plan what your next step is? Well, sometimes plans don't work out. Like I said before, and I mentioned, I'll talk to you about Friday and what happened on Friday. Friday morning, the whole week was a little bit unsettled. There were lots of obstacles. There were a lot of disruptions in what was going on. And my poor baby, my pup was sick, which I'm going to give a bad review of the vet after I speak to the vet. So I will give a bad review of a vet in Fort Lee, New Jersey. And but my baby's fine. She's home, and she's feeling better. And Friday morning, she wasn't at home. She had stayed overnight with the vet. And I got up in the morning. I had a cup of coffee, and I had my oatmeal breakfast, because I have oatmeal breakfast when I go to the gym. And that's the plan. That's the routine. And now it's turning into a routine. So I had my breakfast, had my gym bag ready. Everything was good, but I got out of here just a little bit late. You know, when you don't have an obligation to walk the dog in the morning, you tend to move a little bit slower, so your day gets started a little bit later. But no worries. It was no big deal. I was going to make it. Everything was going to work out just fine. So I went, did what I had to do, and got to the gym. Everything was fine. No problem. Drove there, pulled into the gym, went into the gym. I knew I couldn't do my entire workout. So what I did do is I said, okay, this is what I am going to get done, and let's watch the time, because the time was important. We needed to make sure, I needed to make sure that I got to work, because I had appointments that I had to be at. So did my workout, cut it short, didn't do the whole thing, didn't swim, which I really I'm working on swimming and getting better at it. So I didn't swim. So I get done my workout. I work up a good sweat. I worked really, really hard, because I knew I had to do a high impact, because I had a shorter amount of time. And I get into the locker room, and I'm starting to get ready to take a shower so I can dress and go to work. And a woman comes out and is complaining, no hot water. I had no hot water in the gym. Now, some of you would jump in and take a cold shower. It's not happening. If I get bone cold, which it was very cold out on Friday, then I'm going to be ruined for the rest of the day. So I quickly stuffed everything into my bag, put my sneakers back on, because I had my flip-flops on, ready to change to get into the shower. And I ran home and I took a shower. Got myself done, ran in, did what I had to do. Got out of here, went down to the lobby, almost ready to get into the garage to get into my car, and I realized these are not with me. I forgot my glasses. There's no way I'm going to work and going to be doing anything without a pair of glasses. So I run back up, I get my glasses, I run back down again. Traffic doesn't look bad. I'm a little bit late, but I'm okay. I'm still going to make my appointment. So I get in the car, and I'm going, and I'm just breathing through it, because I've already been disrupted. My routine was disrupted, and it wasn't a pleasant disruption. It was just sort of abrupt, and it was totally off the mark. Get on the road as soon as, and traffic seems like it's moving. Everything seems to be okay. Get on the road, and traffic dead stops. Absolutely dead stops for at least 15 minutes. There was a heavy duty, there was a truck broken down, and it was a heavy duty wrecker coming to get that truck, and only one lane at a time could go through. And there were cops there waving through, but one lane at a time, four lanes. And who gets cut off after my lane goes? So now I'm waiting even longer. Now I'm a double wait. Had to be me. Just had to be me on Friday. The day continued exactly the same. My appointments were productive. My appointments went very, very well, and I was really happy with the outcome of those appointments. But everything else was disrupted all day long. When something happens in the best laid plan, like that, no hot water in the shower, sometimes it just throws everything off. And there's not much you can do about it. There's nothing you can do about it because it's off. It's not going back on. When I was younger and my children were little and we had plans to do something and somebody got up and had an ear infection, plans are over. Or the weather's bad and your plans are canceled. So now what are you going to do? What is your plan B? Days like Friday, if I didn't have really important appointments to make, I would have done what I had done with my children when they were little. Just throw in the towel right away. Don't even go with it. Don't even try to get it back on track. It's already off. So then go with the contingency. Go with plan B. And I had a standard plan B when my kids were little and situations would occur like that. I did nothing. I planned on going nowhere. I did nothing. You stay in your pajamas and you get on the floor with the kids and you play with Legos or you play with dolls or you play with puzzles or you build blocks and knock them down or you just snuggle on the couch, put on some music, look at books, talk to each other or do nothing and nap. Give up. Surrender. 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 I knew on Friday I couldn't surrender, and most times we adults, we have to put food on the table. We can't surrender. Or we have to be somewhere, like the appointments on Friday. You can't surrender. But what do you give up? What you do is you readjust quickly and readjust quickly and readjust quickly. You keep pivoting until you just get through to the next step. Whatever the delay, whatever the obstacle, whatever it is that's in your way, face that thing and say, what's the best thing for me to do right now? Not overall, not look back and say, well, it should have had hot water. Why did it? Doesn't matter. It's over. Go with whatever the plan is. I had a plan. Cold shower at the gym, run home. I ran home. I had enough time. I knew if I hustled, I had enough time to get it done. If I didn't have enough time to get it done, the cold shower would have been the option. It's like any upsetting thing that gets in your way. It's anything that throws you off routine. It's anything that throws you off your thinking or your expectation. Just take a breath. Just take a breath and wait for a moment and think it through. Just give yourself the time to understand what is now my best option. Since it's not going the way it should, what is now my best option to get where I need to go, get done what I need to get done, and to do it to the best of my ability without losing my mind? Because our attitude and our behavior about obstacles and difficulties is our choice. When you can't control something, the best thing that you can do is breathe, and now choose from the new options in front of you. Do that, make that choice in your own best interest. You're delayed by no hot water at the shower, and you've got to run home, and that's going to add 20 minutes to your morning, and you're going to be 20 minutes late. What's the alternative to that? Don't shower and go to work? Well, that was no option for me, especially with the appointments that I had ahead of me. So it's better to be late and prepared. I wasn't late, but I was close to it. So be late and be prepared. Be late and don't be exhausted. Be late and don't be angry. And just relax. Then look at the situation clearly after it's over. After you survived it, turn around and look back. What do I now know about what happened on Friday for the future? What I now know is when I have early appointments on any given day, don't go to the gym in the morning. Go in the evening. That's a simple answer now for me, because I now have been presented with the obstacle that could really screw up my day by going to the gym in the morning. No hot water. It's not possible for me when there are early morning appointments to go to the gym. When there are no appointments lined up and I'm going to be late to whatever appointment I have, I can alter that based on the gym. I can deal with that based on the gym. If I'm going to be a half an hour late to a client because there was no hot water, I can call them up and move the appointment a half an hour. I always have a buffer if I have two appointments in one day. There's always a buffer in the middle. So the second appointment goes off without a hitch. The idea is to control what you can so that when the uncontrollable happens, you can pivot through. That's what's important to you and to your well-being. Make your life an event. And every event has a glitch. Every single event is going to have something happen. What happened on my event to Hohokus? Absolutely nothing. I had a great event for the day. But like the picture of my bed with the tray, with the magazines and the cup of tea, I can't tell you how comfortable I was this afternoon just to set myself up nice and cozy, lay in bed, do some work, watch out the window, listen to the rustling leaves. Give yourself the pleasure of your environment. Make your environment welcoming to yourself. And when you make a cup of tea, make yourself a cozy landing to enjoy the cup of tea. Why just stand in the kitchen and drink the tea? Why sit at a table unless sitting at a table is the most cozy that you're going to get? Make yourself comfortable. Make your surroundings comfortable. Declutter so that you feel comfortable in your world. Why not? Why not make it special for yourself? And it doesn't matter whether you're single, you're married, you're in a relationship. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you have a household full of kids running around, screaming, jumping all over the place. You can still make things very, very pleasant for yourself so that you have a moment to relax and to enjoy the surroundings that you created. That's what's important. That's what you should be working on in your environment, is making a soft place to land when you want to land. And when there are kids around, it's harder, guaranteed. But I have always recommended to my clients that when they're raising their children, their bedroom is their respite. That is not where children's things need to be. That is not where there should be toys. It's not where there should be clothes. It's not where there should be books. It should not be in the mommy and daddy room. The mommy and daddy room needs to be a place where you can go and rest well, but you're surrounded by things that you appreciate, that you like, and that make you feel good about yourself. That's keeping yourself healthy. It's self-care. So take care of that. What is that? Take care of you. That's what's really important to your lifestyle when it's hectic with children running around everywhere and things are sticky in the kitchen. Who cares? But have a place to go that's all your own, that makes you feel really good. And make a cup of tea an event. An hour of quiet, cup of tea, couple of magazines. Like I already mentioned, Magnolia, Chip and Joanna Gaines magazine. Go and sit and relax and enjoy it for just a few moments. That is an event that you should enjoy. So enjoy it. Let's see. We don't have our special guest on the line, so I'm not sure what happened there, but I will give him a call during the week, and hopefully we will be able to get him to join us on another show coming up. Because I think he's an interesting character, and I really want to hear more about him and his adventures as well. Motivation. We talked about strategy and pivoting through when obstacles prevent. So what's motivation? Let me tell you a story and how I get motivated. Boredom motivates me, because I think boredom is a fate worse than death. I don't like to be bored ever. I don't want to be bored. Being bored is really, for me, not fun. It's totally not fun. So I need to be active and I need to be creating something or reading something or enjoying a cup of tea. That's not boring to me. That is self-care. And just, I enjoy my moments. I enjoy the events that I create for myself. So when it comes to boredom, if I'm bored and I don't want to have a cup of tea and just relax, or I want to go out and want to do something, or I want to accomplish something, or I've already accomplished something and I've got to get out of here, I like to go out and socialize. I am a social person and I like to socialize. Now, where I live, I've only lived here 2.5 years, and I've met some work associates and some clients here, but I don't have a pal. I don't have a buddy here in this area. So my friends are in, you know, on Long Island. My friends are in Florida, and my family is Long Island and Delaware and California. So I have people spread out, and, you know, I don't have anybody I can call up and say, hey, let's get a cup of coffee. Hey, let's go to the gym together. Hey, you want to ride the bike? Hey, you want to play tennis? I don't have a steady partner. I have a group that I play with in tennis, and then I have my poetry group, and both of those things are over right now. The poetry is over until January, and tennis is probably over until something like April. With that particular group, that doesn't mean I can't continue to play. But the point is that those social outlets for me are over for a little while. So I got to find other social outlets. And one of the things that I recently did is I belong to Living Social, and I belong to Meetup, and I'm always looking for something. And there's a couple of people who send me things about dance parties that you can go to, and you can have a glass of wine and you can get dance instruction. I haven't gone. I see them all the time, but I haven't gone because they're singles events. And I'm not interested in that venue. So I'm looking for something to do. So I look on Meetup and I found a couple of writer's workshops, and I wanted to go to one on Friday night. I couldn't go. I had to pick up the dog at the vet. So and most of them are on the weekends, which I should have went to one over the weekend. And I found a poetry group. Most of them are in Jersey City or in Manhattan. So those two places are where I need to navigate to, and timing has to work out. But I found a group, which was Coffee and Conversation, that was going to meet at Panera Bread. And I said, oh, let me join that group. Just go and just talk to people, random people. Who knows what will happen? And somebody talking. No. So anyway, so I signed up that I was coming. I was so excited. So I went to the gym a little bit later. I had my timing all mapped out. I had my routine. I had my day the way I wanted my day to go. And I got a really full workout in. I got my swim. I got the whirlpool. I went and took a steam the whole 9 yards. And believe it or not, there was no hot water when I first got there. And I was going to tough it out on the cold shower. And the hot water came back by the time my workout was done. So I was pretty happy about that. Anyway, got done, all ready to go, happy. Got to where the event was going to be. I stopped and got some water because we're out of water in the house at Trader Joe's. And what happens? I checked my email, or I checked Meetup, and they canceled. They canceled because they were going to meet at Panera Bread, and 17 people said that they were going to come. And there was no way. I couldn't even get into Panera Bread to have a bite to eat because it was mobbed and people were waiting for tables. So 17 people were never going to fit there. So the organizer is going to look for another venue that will hopefully be able to accommodate, you know, 10 to 20 people if that many people show up on a regular basis. But again, the reason I'm telling you this story is, again, another obstacle. So what did I do? I took a walk on the promenade, and then I went to Whole Foods, picked up a few things that we needed in the house, and I came home and had a nice cup of tea and snuggled on my bed to read a magazine. It's plan B. The point is, I am motivated by boredom. If I am bored, I am motivated to find something to do. Because if I'm bored, what's the alternative? Lay around and mope, lay around and eat, lay around and do nothing. Boredom is the worst thing that can happen for me. So I'm motivated by boredom. And I suggest to you, and I recommend that if you are bored, go find something to do. And what does that mean? It means anything. You don't have to spend money. Just go take a walk. Take a ride. Pull out a project that's been sitting around unfinished, which I have been doing this week. There's several projects that have been sitting around and I now have in the works or completed this week because they're laying around. It's time to get them done and make the time to do them. Now, my dining room table over there, oh my God, I can't show it to you. Professional organizers' dining room table never look like that. Yeah, they do. Everybody's dining room table sometimes is a mess, and sometimes it's full of projects, and sometimes full of materials that we're working on. The whole idea is that dining room table needs to be cleared up before Thanksgiving so that we can have a nice dinner. My son and I will be spending it at home, and since we're eating clean, we won't be eating any turkey, so I haven't decided what it is we're going to eat. Maybe a lot of squash and sweet potatoes. Or roasted vegetables. We'll see. We haven't decided what we're going to do yet, but he works retail now, so we're kind of stuck here. Anyhow, everybody's dining room table gets cluttered. Everybody's areas get cluttered for a short period of time, as long as they're a short period of time and they have time limits on them. The idea is if you start something, to finish something and to realistically understand how long something is going to take. Once you know that, then you know what your deadline is for cleaning it up. So the projects that I had laying around that started and finished, I knew that the first project was going to take a week. It didn't take a week, a full week to do it every single minute of the day. It took an hour here and there every single day. So it took time to create the project. It took time to make it what I wanted it to be. Can't tell what it is. It's a Christmas present. So on the table, it's sitting here and I'm working on it every day. I come home and I do that first because there's dry time involved. And I do that, then I make some dinner and then the dry time happens. And then you go back to the project and then you just sort of know that that's what's on your agenda. Make the plan to do it. Did I do five projects? No, I did one project and it took an hour. Every single day, maybe a little bit longer, until it got done. It is done, finished. So when we start things, we start and we finish them. How come I have so many projects laying around? Because all of the best intentions for everybody sometimes sit around. But I have a big, giant project that I'll talk about probably next year that I'm going to start working on once all these other projects are cleared up because it will be a labor of love for me, and I'm so excited about creating it. So more about that, and maybe there'll be some pictures. Maybe we'll do some filming on how that project is going to come together. So the point is boredom is a motivator. Take advantage of boredom and find other outlets for your boredom. Even if you don't have the coffee and conversation like you planned on having, like I planned on having at 2 o'clock today, you can accomplish something else. Go and run an errand, go take a walk, go tour around, or go home and make yourself a cozy little event like a cup of tea and listen to the wind blow the leaves around. This is Jennifer Ryan, and this is Create New Order Blog Talk Radio. You can call in at 657-383-0732 with your questions, or you can send your emails, which I am collecting. I believe I'm going to do some taped shows closer to the holidays, and I'm going to read some of the emails and deal with some of the questions that people have that are geared toward the holidays or after the holidays about what to do, how to get through it, and how to survive, whether it's an organizational issue or it's a relationship issue, because your lifestyle doesn't fit into the plans that other people might have for you. CreateNewOrder.com is my website, And my email is solutions@createneworder.com. My name is Jennifer Ryan, and today is the 19th of November, 2017. I am glad you joined me, and I hope that you are not terribly bored on a Sunday afternoon like I sometimes am. But if you are, take advantage of that boredom and think through a strategy to change things. And get in the car and go to Hohokus, New Jersey, and visit Granny's Attic and Alt Eats Cafe. It is worth the day trip. It is just so much fun, and it's just such an amazing place to go and look at things that you may have even had as a child, your parents may have had, or your grandparents may have had. It's just so very interesting to see things all in one place. It's amazing. Absolutely amazing. If you're eating clean, stay off the carbonated beverages. If you're not eating clean, have a carbonated beverage with some caffeine, although at 9 o'clock on a Sunday night, some of you are not tolerating caffeine too well. Once again, take care of yourself. Give yourself a break. Make little events for yourself, like a snuggle, like playing with your children on the floor. Take these moments and cherish them, because that's the good life, and that's the good life that you should be making for yourself. Your end game should be happy. Get happy. Create your new order. Create the lifestyle you want. Find your passion. What's your end game? And pay attention to the world around you and how you may have to pivot to navigate through it. Thank you very much for joining me. And we'll be back again next week, and hopefully with our guests that couldn't make it tonight.